Jason, thanks so much for a few minutes here. What's been working for this team? What has been the real recipe for success for you guys to have this unbeaten start through the first few games?
Yeah, really, I could just express the culture and the positive attitude the boys have been having along with the coaches. We got our leader, Coach Bevel, always coming in every day with a really good attitude for the boys, on top of two new assistant coaches that just have been bringing the juice to practice and games and film and lift, and just really keeping our spirits high and keeping us going with a positive attitude.
Is that any different from what you guys may have experienced last season, or is it pretty much still consistent and the same from last year?
Yeah, I would say just building on top of last year and taking notes on what worked and what didn't. And yeah, our older guys, our veterans, our fifth years coming back and really acting as coaches as well.
I'd believe it. Well, let's go back to this time last week when you guys open up the season. You were obviously supposed to play Skidmore to begin the year, but you faced St. John Fisher, and you guys held them in check. You had a really, really nice game with three goals and a lopsided 12-5 win over the Cardinals. How'd you get the job done, and how important was it to start the season off on that sort of note against a nationally ranked opponent?
Yeah, we came into that game with our heads high. We knew we were going to face a good opponent, but also the weather. We caught a nice day with the sun out here early in March. No, it was cold, but we didn't have the blizzard snowstorm fighting us as well. But, yeah, the guys just came out again with a positive attitude, and we all meshed really well and just stuck to our game plan, and the outcome was toward our success.
What was the game plan against those guys? Do you remember?
Again, we just watched their film. We kind of knew some of their offense. We knew some of their good guys, and our defense did a really good job. Our goalie, Travis Wagner, pretty sure had 16-plus saves, got the ball to the offense, and the offense put the ball in the net.
And then a couple days later, your offense tacks on 21 goals against Scranton. So how good and confident and cohesive does this offense feel through the early goings of the season so far?
Yeah, so our offense remembered that last year Scranton beat us at home, so we kind of had a chip on our shoulder about that. And again, traveled on the bus, we were all in our zone, and caught another nice day out there and took advantage of it.
I love it. We're Jason Chido here on VTL from the SUNY Cortland men's lacrosse team. The Red Dragons unbeaten to begin the year through the first two games, getting wins against St. John Fisher and Scranton. And you mentioned your starting goalie in Travis Wagner, who's had some really good games so far, was an all-SUNYAC player a season ago. What's made him so effective between the pipes for the team?
Yeah, so he's another guy that he loves lacrosse. It's not, he doesn't feel obligated to go to practice. It's a lot of the guys on the team, this is what we love to do. We try and find that 2 hours, 3 hours to release our stress of school or relationships or other problems, and we get out on the field and our heads are clear. But Trav is one of those guys that just loves the game. He loves playing, and he brings that energy that translates to all.
I want to talk about you for a couple of minutes because you're a heck of a lacrosse player. You had a really nice high school career out there in Western New York, and you were an All-American during your junior college days at Genesee, and now obviously you've done some really good things at C-State. How do you feel like your game has progressed over your career so far? What's allowed you to have this sort of success?
Yeah, thank you for that recognition, but I could really blame that on I grew up in small town in Hamburg outside of Buffalo. I'm around the Buffalo Bandits. Lacrosse in Hamburg is a really good culture. Walking around with your sticks in your hands, and yeah, it was just my father engraved the game into my head, and I'm just trying to translate that all to others. I again took the small steps to community college to I didn't really know what I wanted to do or where I wanted to go, but I met some great people throughout the way and achieved a couple things, but I don't want to stop. And then I took my skills to Cortland, and I want to evolve as a player here, and I'm trying to keep going. I'm not stopping.
And from what I understand, lacrosse really runs deep in the family for you because you've got a brother whose name is Brett who plays for the St. Bonaventure lacrosse team, right?
Yeah, my little brother, he's a gritty D-middy at St. Bonaventure. He's been there since their program started, his senior year there now.
So what's that like between the two of you when it comes to, I don't know, just going up against each other, maybe working out, you know, getting some hours in, whatever it may be? Like, what is that like between the two of you?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Even my older brother who doesn't play lacrosse, whenever we're at the house or in the backyard or the street throwing around, just that's our coping mechanism. That's how we became brothers, best friends. It's just, again, something to take our mind off and another skill for us to, it's unexplainable. It's just lacrosse brings us together like no other. I couldn't find another activity that really meshed us so close. But, yeah, it's funny how he's on the defensive end and I'm on the offensive end and how we butt heads sometimes. But it definitely makes us better as two players and brothers.
I love it. We're with Jason Chido here of the SUNY Cortland men's lacrosse team here on BTL. The Red Dragons off to a 2-0 start through the first couple of games of the season right now. How do you try to replicate, maybe replicate's the wrong word, but kind of continue on from what happened a season ago? You know, this really gritty team that won SUNYACs and reached NCAAs. Not necessarily replicate and do exactly what you did a season ago, but really kind of build off of that to try and find that success to maybe even go a bit farther.
Yeah, I think after our start to this season, we have all realized that the SUNYAC isn't really our main mission as it shouldn't be. Our main mission is to get through those NCAAs and get to that those big games late in the year, early May, Memorial Day. That's what we're aiming for.
What do you think that's going to take in terms of the X's and O's? What are some of the things that you want to see you and the team kind of improve upon as the season progresses here?
Yeah, I think, again, I talked about our veterans, our older guys, like putting their foot down and guiding us in the right direction. But also we got some younger guys that are stepping into some really big roles that are going to help us throughout the year. And then our coaches keeping that same mentality, that same positive mindset, keeping us all together as one, as a family, and getting to that end game, that end goal.
Still lots of lacrosse to be played, but obviously a really heck of a start for you and the guys up there at C-State. Jason, thanks so much for stopping by, man. Really appreciate it. Good luck these next couple of months here, and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon down the road, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.